So my question to you, how was Baba the day? How did you like it? Very much. Baba did not want to go back. He wanted to be with his children. We all noticed it. He was so much in the love of children that he wanted to be there for more time. But his medium chariot did not allow it. But he gave lot of love and just one inspiration for his divine children. And we will discuss about that. One specific inspiration for all. Remember that main inspiration in Baba's Murli? Your light is spreading out in whole world. You must know this fact. And the day will come when entire world will experience it. Now too, many religious people experience this light that somewhere God is doing something, but they don't know where this light is coming from. So Baba wants us to make Mount Abu a lighthouse so that people can feel, can experience that this divine light is coming from Abu. But not from Abu. I would say, you have to make your home a lighthouse, yourself a lighthouse. Are you ready for this? Time is coming soon when people will come to your home, will ask you, please let us sit in your home for 10 minutes. Our mind will become cool. They will ask you, give them dusty, put your hand on their head, their problems will end. And I can see the future of this world within 3 years. I used to say 5 years. Now I can say within 3 years. Or after 3 years, half population of this world would not be able to sleep at night. Even pills will not make them sleep. Such psychiatric problems are increasing day by day in this world. People will lose their sleep. They will become sleepless. So, it will be our responsibility before we go to sleep, make them sleep. We are ancestors. We are great souls. We are responsible soul. We have to perform our responsibility to give light, to give sakas to this entire world. So it Baba's good wishes for his children that my children must prepare themselves, make them so capable, so pure, so good yogi, that they can give light and might, peace and happiness to the world. We know we are master seed of the sculpt tree. We are in the base of the sculpt tree. Our each vibration goes to entire sculpt tree. If we are happy, our happy vibrations will go in whole world. If we are peaceful, our vibrations will affect to many souls in this world. If we are very pure, our purity will bring change into the mind of many souls of this world. So we are not alone. Feel it. Accept it. We are not alone. Entire world is behind us. All will have to follow us, and we have to give good vibrations to all. So we are very responsible souls. Therefore, we can't become careless. We can't become lazy. Right from Amrit Vela, we will have to give light, might, pure vibrations to this entire world. Make yourself ready for this divine task. Do you think so? Baba used to say, get busy in giving vibrations to the world, and your life will become free from problems. Because this is a biggest charitable deed. So continue to give sakas to the world right from the morning. Give this thought to yourself at night when you are going to bed, that tomorrow morning I have to give light to the world. I have to give might to sorrowful souls in this world. I have to give might, the vibrations of might, to those who are suffering from many diseases in this world. I have to give sakas to those who have become hopeless, frustrated in their lives. So we are responsible. Our responsibility will make us alert. So now we have to churn deeply. Who can give light to the world? Who can this way glorify Baba? So I would remind you one very good, significant version from Baba's Sakar Murli. He had mentioned, the children who remember me 8 hours a day. Listen carefully. The children who remember me 8 hours a day, they are my best cooperative souls, because they spread the vibrations of peace, purity and might to this world. So God needs us to spread the vibrations in this world. Not only that we do yoga for our own self, but we have to do yoga for entire world now. Entire world is looking towards us with their thirsty eyes. That some great souls, some angels will come and will cooperate with us, will give us support. So, two main things. Our purity is the biggest light for this world. Our yoga power is the biggest light and might for this world. So on the basis of our purity, on the basis of our yoga power, we have to give light and might to this world continually. So I would say, you all brothers and sisters have to spare 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening for world service. Only 10 minutes in the beginning. I can suggest you the timing, but you can keep your own timings, 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock evening. Do you like this time? 6 in the morning, 7 in the evening. Or you can choose your own time. Spare 10 minutes and give light and might to the world. Method first. Give one thought of self-respect to yourself. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am born in this world for this great divine task. I have to give sakas now for 10 minutes to the world. Give such thought to yourself. Now the vision Baba has given for this practice, feel that I am sitting on the globe. There is a globe, I am sitting on this globe. And the rays of Almighty from soul world are coming down to me. Experience, that powerful vibrations are coming down to me for some time. You can do like this, that for 1 minute these vibrations of power are coming to me, and for 10 seconds they are spreading out from me and going to the world. Then again, for 1 minute, receive powerful vibrations from Baba. For 10 seconds, vibrate them out. Do this practice for 10 minutes. It will help you to enhance your concentration and it will give you a wonderful interest for yoga. You will feel, you will experience interest in yoga. So now I will share something in front of you about purity and about yoga. And keep this thought, again I am repeating, keep this strong thought in your mind, then from my home I have to give light and might to my nation, to my own country. It will help you very much. Now, first of all, about purity. Purity is our beauty. Our pure vibrations, in fact, are the real strength of this nature. Our pure vibrations purify the nature. It's the inner power of nature. Nature will become satopradhan with the help of our pure vibrations. So we have to become very pure in our life. Purity is our main subject. Purity is in the basis of Raj Yoga. One who is very pure enjoy one's Brahmin life always. And purity is very easy. In order to make it very easy, I would suggest you just simple things every day, 5 times in the morning, 5 times in the evening, practice 5 form. Practice of 5 form is very important for us, our original form. Visualize it. I am a soul, I am very pure. Give this thought to yourself. Nature of my own self is purity. I am very pure. I am the son of purity. When I was in soul world, I was absolutely pure. My glow was wonderful. My vibrations were spreading in soul world. I was in between this aura of purity. So realize to your own self, give this thought to yourself, I am a soul, I am very pure, I am supremely pure. Second form is our deity form. Our deity form is also absolutely pure. Emerge your deity form in front of you and give this thought to yourself, I am this, I am this, I was this. For many births, I was absolutely pure. So impure sanskaras will finish and our pure sanskaras will emerge in our life. We must visualize very clearly, this is my deity form. Baba used to say, as Brahma Baba's experience always, Baba used to say, that body of Narayana, like a dress, was in front of me, that I will put off this dress and will put on this dress. Likewise, we have to visualize our pure divine deity form, a dress in front of us. We can make a game. Just listen to this game. You have to play this game every day at least once. I am Brahman here. See your deity form in your left side. An angelic form in your right side. And then practice, I am soul in this Brahmin body. I left this body, entered angel. I became angel. Brahmin, so angel. Be in that form for some seconds. Then again, I left that body and entered the deity body. I became a deity. For some seconds, again, come to your Brahmin body. It will enable you to increase your purity very much. So let us practice for 1-2 minutes, red light. Visualize yourself a shining star in forehead. I am Brahmin, a great soul. Most fortunate soul. as I have found God Himself in this life. My birth is successful now. I am in the eyes of God. See to your right side, angelic form. Visualize it. Light's body. Light is spreading out from my this form. I am double light. Enter this body and feel that I am an angel. I am fully content, perfectly pure, detached from this world, God's messenger. I am Master Almighty Angel, fearless angel. Now visualize your left side, deity form. See it very clear. It's very divine. Very pure. I am this. Leave this body and come back to your Brahmin body. I am again a fortunate Brahmin. Om Shanti. In order to enjoy purity, see your third form, worship worthy. Fourth, Brahmin. And last one is that I am angel. Remind yourself your five form. It will increase your concentration powers. Second thing, a physical thing I would suggest to you. Whatever you drink whole day, juice, water, tea, milk, charge it. Give drashti. Remember 7 times that I am supremely pure soul, or I am an angel of purity. This water is charged with the vibrations of purity. Drink it. It will give you the power of purity. We must know in our body there is more than 70% of water. This entire water of our body has become impure. And it is causing so many diseases in our body. We can purify this by drinking charged water. One practice very simple. Make it your nature. Whenever you have to drink anything, give drashti. Remember, I am supremely pure soul. If you are alone in your home, you have to do it 7 times. If you are in your office or in any team, you can remember it 2 times, 3 times only. For another practice, we have to cool down our sense organs. The good method is, I am a pure soul here. Visualize yourself. Pure vibrations from me. You can give white color to pure vibrations, or if you want to give golden color, you can give. Both colors psychologists suggest, but we know when soul is perfectly pure, then this color is white. Otherwise, its color is golden. So do this practice. I am a pure soul here. I am the son of purity. Give this thought to yourself. I am the son of purity in forehead. Pure vibrations are spreading out from me. They are going to my brain first. Then spreading in my whole body. You can enjoy good concentration, powerful yoga for some minutes like this. And let us do now this practice. Red light. It's a very good practice. You can give pure energy to your body, to your brain. And it's very important to give this pure energy to the brain. Because nowadays, at the end of Kali Yuga world, there are many blockages in everyone's brain. People don't know it. Our pure energy will open them. So if we give pure energy to our brain, it will make us safe, free from many diseases, and our mind, our thoughts will become very pure. Red light way? Yes. Visualize yourself here. I am the son of purity. Pure energy is spreading out from me. Give this thought to yourself, I am absolutely pure soul. White rays from me are entering my brain. My brain is becoming full of pure energy. Now these pure vibrations are spreading in my whole body. Feel it. They are going to my left arm, right arm, to my heart, to my stomach, to my legs, to my back, and cleansing my whole body. Om Shanti. So on the basis of our purity, our light will go to this entire world and we will fulfill Baba's this divine desires. Are you ready to fulfill Baba's desire? Yes? Yes? If we fulfill Baba's desires, then Baba fulfills our desires in whole Kalpa. He does his best to give everything to us. He listens us in Bhakti Kalpa too. So we can win his heart this way. So you can chant more about your own purity, but I would like to add few things in this. Forget your past. Most important thing. You might have listened always from the mouth of Dadi Janaki, forget and forgive. She remembers always, she reminds always these words. Forgetting the past is an important factor of our life. If we forget the past, our mind, line of mind becomes clear. So don't live your present life with the suppression of past. No pressure of past. Feel that our past life was past. It was previous life. Any effect over past life, of our past life should not be seen at our present life. Make yourself free from the past. Whatever had happened with you in this life, forget it and forgive everyone. It will make you very pure and free from waste thoughts, free from any pressure. Because the definition of perfect purity is the soul who is free from waste thought, the soul who is free from ordinary thoughts, the soul who enjoys always most elevated thought, the soul who is always the embodiment of self-respect, the soul whose intellect is never pulled by anyone in this world, is pure soul. So then our pure light will go to this entire world and it will change this nature. And I would like to remind you Baba's words. When you become perfectly pure, listen it very carefully, secret of this creation of God. When you are perfectly pure, entire nature will always remain ready to fulfill your old desires. To give you everything. We need not to ask anything. Even now, even at the time of transformation, at the time of destruction, if we are very pure, nature will give us everything. Many people in your city will not have water to drink. And your tanks will remain full. People will get nothing to eat and your kitchen will remain full. So purity pulls everything from the nature. So give attention to purity. Now come to second powerful thing, our yoga. When we practice yoga, we spread vibrations to the world. So I would say, I had mentioned already, make your home into a lighthouse. Be determined now. I have to make my home a lighthouse. So that if someone enters your home, he can feel peace, relax, as if tension is removed easily. Someone pulled his tension out. Such good experience many people will have in your home, at your center. So powerful yoga is important. Charge your home with one thought first, I am Master Almighty. Second thought, I am Master Gyan Surya, Son of Knowledge. Third thought, I am an angel of purity. If you create these thoughts in your home, you create pure vibrations there, and your home will become charged. Your walls, your bed, your bed sheets, your utensils, your water, your fridge, everything will get charged with pure vibrations. So charge your home first. Second thing I suggest always, when you cook your food, remember at least 100 times, I am an angel of purity. Just have good experience with this one thought, I am an angel of purity, and cooking food for Baba. By this feeling, by this practice, your food will receive pure vibrations. Your vibrations will spread in your home. Your home will become full of such vibrations. And third great benefit, your mind will become free from waste thoughts. Fourthly, from you, pure energy will enter to your brain. And it will make you a great person. So the simple method, while cooking the food, practice it at least 100 times, means continually. Make it your mantra, I am an angel of purity, I am an angel of purity. And you will have very wonderful experience. In order to make your yoga very powerful, you must learn how to do different exercises of yoga. Specifically, at the time of Amrit Vela, what to do? Would you like to listen it? Because if our Amrit Vela is powerful, our whole day is very good. If our Amrit Vela is successful, our life is successful, because Baba sits in soul world being Bholanath. You know this word, Bholanath? He's ready to give everything. Lord of innocence. He's Bholanath. At that time, he sits there and invoke his children. Oh children, come up, come to me. Receive blessings, receive all treasures from me. My everything is for you. Don't ask anything from me. Whatever I have, it's for you. Receive it. So in the morning, first of all, everyone has to charge oneself first in order to remove your laziness, in order to become very careful and alert, in order to enjoy Amrit Vela, first 10 minutes, as soon as you open your eyes, your first 10 minutes are most important period of your life. So at that time, create some powerful thoughts, so that you can connect yourself to the Supreme. And thoughts like this, I love this thought, first thought, oh Baba, you have given me everything in this life. Many, many thanks to you. With open heart, talk this way to Baba. Oh Baba, you gave me everything. I am most fortunate soul in the world. I am very happy. I am stress free. I am a successful person. I am the richest in the world. Remind yourself this way. Create such thoughts in your mind. If you can't remember anything, just remember the thoughts of self-respect. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. I am an angel of purity. I am ancestor. I am the master of nature. Start thinking this way. So these thoughts will go to your subconscious mind. Because at that time, subconscious mind is active, fully active, awakened. So keep it in your mind, your first thought every morning, your very first thought will give you everything. So whatever you want to achieve in your life, make it your first thought as soon as you open your eyes. Baba, good morning. And then create this thought. Whatever you want to achieve. Suppose you have lost your job. You want new, good job. In the morning, just make a vision that I have got job, I am going there, I have joined there. And ask Baba, Baba, thank you very much. You have given me beautiful job. And see the result. So this way first, charge yourself. Then, practice five forms. Then, practice a spiritual drill. Soul first in this body. Then second step, go in subtle world. Meet Baba. See Bap Dada in front of you. In Brahma Baba's forehead, visualize Shiv Baba. They are giving you drashti. Receive drashti. And then, one great thing you all have to do. Receive drashti from Baba and then give drashti to entire world. For 10 seconds, 20 seconds only. Wonderful return you will get. And then, you can do dance with Baba. You can shake hand with Baba. You can hug him. Do whatever you want to do every day. This way, meet Bap Dada, then go in soul world. I'm soul sitting in the rays of Baba in soul world. Feel it for some time. Not for many minutes. You can enjoy this for half a minute only. That feel that I came back and entered this body. I am again in my body. This is called a spiritual drill. Then, spare some minutes to be in soul world with Baba. Whatever is possible for you. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Then, keep a thought in your mind that I have to give sakas to this world. I have to give sakas to the nature. I am giving you one entertaining practice how to give sakas to this nature. You will enjoy it very much. I am an angel of purity. I am in the sky. Baba's rays of purity are coming down to me. Just receive rays of purity from Baba. Then from me, it is spreading, going to nature. And three elements of nature are receiving these vibrations, air, ether, and fire. Three elements are receiving it. then do it for half a minute, then visualize yourself, visualize that in front of yourself there is earth, globe, and from my forehead pure energy is going to the globe for some seconds. Then visualize the water of ocean. Just from sky, you are looking at the ocean. And from my both eyes, pure energy is going to the water. Then make a vision that all 9 stars are standing in front of me in deity form. 9 stars. And I am giving drashti to each one. And ask them, be my good friend. O stars, be my good friend. This way, your pure energy will go to all stars and they will become your good friend. Then, again go to subtle world and give thanks to Baba with true heart, with true mind. Give thanks to Baba. Again, see Baba in front of you, Bap Dada, and give thanks. How to give thanks? We will practice it now. Red light. So feel yourself that I am in subtle world. This is the world of angels. Bap Dada in front of me. Shiva Baba in forehead. He is smiling to see me. Now give thanks to him. O Baba, O my supreme friend, you have given me true knowledge. You have enlightened me. You have removed the darkness of my mind and intellect. You gave me third eye of wisdom. You made me Swadarshan Chakradhari. Many, many thanks to you. O great Baba, you taught me the how to enjoy my life, art of living. You gave me happy life, new life. O my true Sadguru, you decorated my life with powers and blessings. You have become the boatman of my lifeboat. You gave me true support. I was alone in this life journey. You became my companion, my true friend. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Baba is smiling, giving drashti. And we came down. Om Shanti. This is how we can enjoy our Amratvela? For whole day. For 7 days, you can choose 7 points of yoga, keep one for 1 day, and bring it into your practice many times a day. I suggest you those 7 points, you can note down. First day, I am a great soul. And Baba's hand of blessing is there on my head. Baba's hand on my head. I'm a great soul and Baba's hand of blessing is on my head. You can practice it many times in a day. If you want to make intense efforts, 5 times per hour. Second day, I am Master Almighty. And Shiv Baba is the canopy of protection over my head. Third day, I am an angel of purity and from soul world pure vibrations are coming down to me. Fourth day, I am a soul, I have entered this body. Visualize yourself, soul. Fifth day, see others in soul forms. Everyone has a soul. Everyone is a soul. Sixth day, I am lighthouse, mighthouse, angel. My light and might is spreading from me. Seventh day, very good practice, listen it. On my left side, up above, there is Brahma, Ma, Mam, Brahma. And from his forehead, cool vibrations are coming to me. In my right side, Almighty Shiv Baba. From him, vibrations of might are coming down to me. Then again, from Brahma, Mam, cool vibrations are coming to me. Father Almighty, might vibrations are coming to me. You can enjoy this like a game for 5 minutes. Do it. Thus you can enjoy your yoga. Make your life a lighthouse. Make your home a lighthouse so that your light can spread in whole world. I hope we all will fulfill Baba's desires. Om Shanti.